Who will avenge me? Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Romans 12:19. Saul acknowledged David's goodness when he realized that David could have killed him and did not. But one of David's men, Abishai, did not possess the grace that David had. When David and Abishai slipped into Saul's camp while he was sleeping, Abishai pleaded with David, God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now therefore, please, let me strike him at once with the spear right to the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time. Abishai had very good reasons for thinking that David should allow him to kill Saul. Consider the following list. Check whether or not you believe that Saul should have received the death penalty for his crimes. 1. Saul had murdered 85 innocent priests and their families, multiple counts of first-degree murder. Deserving of death allowed to live. 2. Saul, along with 3,000 men, attempted in every possible way to kill David and his men, multiple counts of attempted murder. Deserving of death allowed to live. 3. Saul continued to function as king even when the anointing to rule had been taken from him and given to David. Deserving of punishment allowed to live. 4. Saul lied about David, sought to turn everyone against David, and broke his promises to David. Deserving of punishment allowed to live. If these were not good enough reasons for Saul's death, they were at least good enough for punishing Saul and exacting vengeance upon him. Now, read David's response to Abishai in 1 Samuel 26:9-11. David would not kill Saul or even seek to punish him, although he had every right in the natural to do so. How many people today would have a heart like David's? Any sowing of discord or separation among brethren is an abomination to God. Churches split, families divide, marriages shatter, and love dies, crushed by an onslaught of words launched in hurt and frustration. Friends, family, and leaders offend us using words sharpened by bitterness and anger that aim a deadly blow. Even though the information may be factual and accurate, often our motives are impure. Any sowing of discord or separation among brethren is an abomination to God. Proverbs 6:16-19.